Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about the EB-5 Investor Visa. This is a visa for the U.S., where sources of investment funds have the potential for being useful in real estate projects. The goal of the EB-5 program is to enable immigrants to get an accelerated permanent residency permit through an investment in a qualified EB-5 investment. The program is administered through the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And for Homeland Security, their return on investment is measured through job creation. So the goal of investment is not just investment, but the creation of permanent jobs. The investment criteria for those foreign investors is naturally going to be a little different than it might be for a local investor. For the investor, part of that return on investment is the granting of a permanent residency on an accelerated timeline. So whether the investment delivers, say, a 15% of return is maybe of lesser importance. Now, the program has changed somewhat over the last several years. The EB-5 Reform and Integrity Act of 2022 requires applicants to make an investment of either $800,000 or $1,050,000 in capital investment into a U.S. commercial enterprise. The investment can take the form of cash, inventory, equipment, secured indebtedness, tangible property, or various cash equivalents. It's valued based in U.S. dollars at fair market value. The program requires that the EB-5 investments result in the creation of 10 full-time jobs for U.S. workers, and these jobs must be created within the two-year period after the investor has received their conditional permanent residency. In some cases, the investor must be able to prove that their investment led to the creation of direct jobs for employees who work directly within that commercial entity, but sometimes the EB-5 investor may only have to show a combination of 10 full-time direct or indirect or induced jobs if the investment was made in a regional center. Indirect jobs are those that are created in a business that supplies goods or services to the EB-5 project. Now, induced jobs are created in the community as a result of income being spent by the EB-5 project. So let's look at a few different types of projects to see what might be a better candidate for accepting EB-5 funds. Let's look at a build-to-rent townhouse development project. This project is going to require a ton of construction workers on site for a period of maybe 18 months. The problem with this type of project from an EB-5 perspective is that the jobs created are temporary. They're not permanent jobs. The net result is that when Homeland Security comes around looking to audit the job creation at the two-year mark and then later, the audit will fail and the investor might lose their visa. The types of businesses that lend themselves better are those that have an ongoing need for employees. The second type of business we're going to look at would be, say, a Dunkin' Donuts franchise or maybe a Subway sandwich counter as an addition to a gas station. These types of investments are about the right size from an investment standpoint, and a Dunkin' Donuts counter with a drive-through lane might employ more than a dozen people when you take into account the number of hours that that outlet is open with multiple shifts providing service. Same is true for a Subway counter. These are well-known brands internationally, and investors are going to be more comfortable investing in a known brand with a franchise model. But most importantly, there's an ongoing need for staff to operate the business for years into the future. Now, some would consider Dunkin' Donuts counter more like an operating business than a real estate investment, and that's true. So if what you desire is a play that is a larger exposure to real estate, then maybe a hotel might be a better product. By the time you hire the front office staff and the maintenance staff and housekeeping staff and maybe food and beverage, you'll easily meet the hiring requirement for the EB-5 visa. But of course, you're going to need 10 full-time positions for every $1 million of investment. You're not likely to get a hotel built for just $1 million. You're going to need far more than that. If you need $10 million in equity for your project, you're not likely to afford 100 staff that you would need in order to qualify under the EB-5 program. So EB-5 investment is likely to form only a portion of your total equity in the project. The beauty of this type of investment is that you can offer a modest income, maybe even a fixed income, to the EB-5 investor. They might be happy with, say, a 5% rate of return on their money. After all, remember, part of their ROI is getting U.S. residency. The investment could be structured purely as a debt instrument without conflict to your senior lender. As far as the senior lender is concerned, these funds can be treated as equity in the project. Some recent statistics I've heard suggest that up to 75% of EB-5 applicants are successful in achieving a visa. That's a pretty good track record. And for a while, there was a significant backlog in applications at the Department of Homeland Security, and that meant that applications were taking an extraordinarily long time to get processed. Net result is many syndicators were simply not willing to delay their projects waiting for the EB-5 applications to be processed. I'm hearing that the wait times are more reasonable now, and EB-5 might be a viable source of capital for certain types of real estate projects. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.